That's right, it's dry.
This is Jamie's farm in Bath. Groups of young people, mostly from urban environments, who aren't thriving at school, come and visit here with their teachers for a fresh start. They're challenged to try new things on the farm and reflect with our team and their peer groups about the strengths they're discovering in themselves, strengths they can take back home and to school. Our intention is to help them re-engage with their education and flourish in their personal lives. I'm Tish Fielden and I'm a psychotherapist with nearly 40 years experience working mainly with children and adolescents. Before that I was a teacher. In 2009 I co-founded Jamie's Farm with my son Jamie, and since then I've listened to and spoken to over 3,000 young people about their concerns, triumphs, problems, anything that's on their minds. We've had real success in helping many of them realise that they have a lot to offer. And schools say that they really can't believe the transformation in students after a visit to us. Here are some of the children who've come to one of our farms.
When I go home, I am really going to change my attitude with my mother and all these people that I'm rooting, my mum, my dad, my little sister, my brother. Just, my attitude is going to completely change them. I know that. I'm just going to try and grow up a bit more.
Before I just say something without thinking, now I'll stop and I'll think before I act. If I'm going to get angry or agitated, I'll just walk out of the room or I'll bite my tongue. I won't say something that's unnecessary or that will cause an argument. I'll just keep my mouth shut.
I was probably every teacher's worst nightmare, to have her in their class. Then get angry, slam doors. I don't know. Have a whole attitude problem. It just makes you change the way you see everything. Being here, the people, boy, everything changes.
We recognise that at Jamie's Farm we're lucky to have the time and beautiful surroundings to help bring about this transformation. But teachers who visit us tell us that our methodology really works in the classroom too. That's why we've created this podcast series, to help adults prepare children for a brighter future. In later episodes, I'll be speaking to teachers on the front line about ways to reach children displaying different types of difficult behaviours. But in today's brief introductory episode, I want to talk a bit about what makes children feel safe and available for learning and also able to build positive relationships. In order to flourish and feel safe and to be the best of ourselves, we need to feel liked, appreciated, feel understood and heard, and have our individuality recognised. Children hate the feeling of being herded in schools, feeling like they're lost like a needle in a haystack. They need to feel that the relationships between themselves and the adults are positive, and that positivity is based on the foundations of feeling liked and likeable. When we're not feeling appreciated by someone, or indeed if we feel disliked, we withhold something of ourselves. And children do the same. If they feel their teachers withhold their approval, a child will often withhold their own effort. They won't take the risk of failing, because to fail is to try and then be told it wasn't good enough. We need to build confidence in children that they'll take the risk of trying and be willing to take a failure but pick themselves up. We know that resilience is the overriding factor that marks out people who flourish in their lives. We can demonstrate our appreciation of a child by just noticing, like your new haircut, great school bag, or I heard you carried the books in for Mr. So-and-so. In that, we're showing that we notice them, that they exist, as they exist as people, not just how they perform on paper or with tests. We can also give them those reflections that show we understand, like, I gather it's been a tough day, you've done really well to turn up for school. you can also reflect what you've heard from them. So it's like, I understand that this is a struggle for you. You're not feeling great today. Encouragement also is something that children need, but not to be falsely encouraged. It's like little steps, a step at a time. Shout-outs are a great way to demonstrate these positive, caring, generous values, the value of appreciation. And in the classroom, we can encourage children to compliment each other on the small things they do. And so having a round of shout-outs at the end of every class where each child says something small in recognition of another, maybe, I like the way that you sharpen my pencil for me, or it might be, you've been really kind and supportive because I was struggling in that exercise. And making sure that every child gets a compliment, so teachers joining in too, showing that we are a collective, a whole, and we need to model what we want children to do. Our behaviours are what they're watching more than what we say. They model what we do. I want to acknowledge that the world is coming out of this pandemic. We hope coming out of, but for children what it's done is remove the sense of hope. It's created a sense of uncertainty, and for those that are caring for children, it's added yet another layer of difficulty. It seems an opportunity now, in order to rebuild, that we also examine some of the premises on which we base education and what we consider the aims and ambitions to be of supporting children to meet their futures. And the bedrock of this in all of us is having that psychological health and well-being. Jamie's Farm tries very hard to ensure that we look continually at our core values and our behaviours, and amongst these that I think are worth sharing in whatever setting we're in, is passion, that is to love what you do and share your love of it. The positivity, to find in whatever you do the positives, which sometimes involves reframing a situation, but there's usually a silver lining to be found. To demonstrate generosity, that is care and a willingness to put yourself out for each other, but also of kindness, of listening, of empathy. And collaboration, the phrase, it takes a whole village to raise a child, that was built on a lot of wisdom. If we can be collaborative, if we can all see that our role is important, that we join together in supporting each other and supporting young people, and we have that culture of care and kindness, we can achieve a lot. In the series, we'll be exploring practical strategies which we hope will be useful for teachers, but also for anyone living or working with young people. And if you want to understand teenagers better, maybe take a look at my book, Creating Change for Vulnerable Teens. In the next episode, I'll be talking to Abby, a teacher in London, about ways to engage children who are very withdrawn. I hope you can join us. Goodbye.